Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 19 through 30. In those days, those apostles who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to none except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who, on coming to Antioch, spoke to the Greeks also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number that believed turned to the Lord. News of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a large company was added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large company of people. And in Antioch the disciples were for the first time called Christians. Now in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them, named Agabus, stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over all the world. And this took place in the days of Claudius. And the disciples determined, every one according to his ability, to send relief to the brethren who lived in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 32 through 33, 37 and 38, and chapter 19, verses 27 through 30. The Lord said to his disciples, "Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny him before my Father who is in heaven. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." Then Peter said in reply, "Lo, we have left everything and followed you. What then shall we have?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man shall sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. But many that are first will be last, and the last first." On this day, the 11th of June, we commemorate the revelation of the hymn Axion Esten to a monk on Mount Athos by the Archangel Gabriel. The synaxis of the icon of the Most Holy Theotokos is celebrated today for the following reason. In 980, during the reign of Emperor Basil II, when Nicholas Chrysobergus was Ecumenical Patriarch, the holy archangel Gabriel appeared in the guise of a monk to the disciple of a certain elder living in a hermitage belonging to the monastery of Pantokrator on the holy mountain. During matins, after the monk had chanted the customary hymn, "More Honorable Than the Cherubim," composed by St. Cosmas, the hymnographer, the angel chanted the same hymn, but with the following prelude: "It is truly meet to call thee blessed, the Theotokos, the ever-blessed and all-immaculate and mother of our God." Marveling at the hymn's beauty, the monk asked his visitor, who appeared also to be a monk, to record this new text in writing, which the angel did by miraculously inscribing the words on a piece of slate, using only his finger, and straightaway he vanished from sight. This slate was brought to the church of the Prototon, and from thence to Constantinople, to the imperial court and to the ecumenical patriarchate, as evidence of the miracle. Henceforth, this version of the hymn to the Most Holy Theotokos began to be chanted in the divine liturgy in all the churches. The place where the miracle took place is now called Adion, from the Greek word which means to sing. The icon itself, before which this hymn was first chanted, is called the icon of the Axion Eston. It is truly meet. And it is kept in the sanctuary of the Church of the Prototon on the Holy Mountain. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.